Sometimes we need something to remind us of hope. We need something to remind us of the end to which we are headed, our goal. To give us that needed, again, hope, perhaps courage or strength, we need to continue on. Sometimes just all the different things going on in our lives, going on around us, might be a bit overwhelming. But that hope, that goal, that end to which we are headed towards, the reason that we're doing what we're doing, will give us that needed strength. Many times in battles throughout history, soldiers would raise a flag for their country or for their particular unit. They'd raise that flag to inspire hope, courage, strength. There's a wonderful image that was taken not long after 9/11. And I think it was some firefighters or some rescuers found a flag, and they raised it over Ground Zero to help give hope, strength, that the nation was still united, was still there, to help encourage people after all that had happened on that day, all that death and destruction. The flag represented that hope, that strength. In our Christian faith, we also have Jesus. Jesus is our hope, our salvation. And so having a crucifix, a cross, some holy image can be that object that we need to give us hope, to give us strength, give us courage, even in the midst of hardship, tribulation, different things going on. We've all experienced different hardships at different times. We only need to look in the news, on TV, to see all the many different hardships out there for different people. Even if it's not happening to us, we may feel compassion, sorry for those who are going through those hardships. Our heart goes out to them. But that hope that Jesus gives can be that strength, even in the midst of all of that. Our first reading from Daniel describes some of that hardship, that tribulation. It describes a time of distress, it says. It shall be a time of unsurpassed, time unsurpassed in distress since nation began until that time. At that time, your people shall escape everyone who is found written in the book. Just talking about these hard times, getting people out of there. But then Daniel talks about hope. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. There is that distress, there is that hard times. But there's something bright in the future. Our gospel, too, talks about Jesus is talking about these days of tribulation. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. These things can be really scary to read about. As we get towards the end of ordinary time, we come to this every year, these readings talking about the end times, the coming again of Christ. They sound scary, but there's another side to the story. Jesus continues, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And it talks about how these signs will be, there'll be brightness. Again, light in the midst of darkness. Hope in the midst of despair. And it's Christ who will bring that hope, will bring that light. Our second reading, the letter to the Hebrews, talks about how the priests of the Old Testament would offer daily sacrifices. But those sacrifices really didn't do much. They might have forgiven a few sins, done some things to cleanse the people, but the sin remained. It really didn't have that effect that the people needed. But then, the letter to the Hebrews talks about this one offered one sacrifice for sins. Jesus. He offered that one sacrifice as priest and victim, forgiving all of our sins. It's because of that one sacrifice that we can truly believe that we are forgiven of our sins. That we can come to the sacrament of reconciliation. We can come before God asking for forgiveness. That one priest, that one sacrifice is our hope. Is that brightness in the midst of all that tribulation, all that hard times. Jesus speaks about how we will see the Son of Man coming and that he will be our focus. There's another gospel reading that I keep thinking about when I reflect on all of this. It's the story of when Jesus is walking on the water in the midst of the storm. His disciples see him. And at first they freak out because he's walking on the water in a storm. But Peter calls out, "Lord, if it's you, call me and I will walk on the water." Jesus calls him and he steps out. Peter's actually walking on the water. But then he looks down from Jesus. He looks down, he sees the water swirling, crashing, waves crashing all about him. And he begins to be afraid. He loses his faith. He loses his hope. Begins to sink. He calls out. Jesus grabs his hand. Pulls him out. Brings him into the boat. Many have interpreted that reading, looking at that and saying that Peter took his eyes off of Jesus. He stopped looking to him as his hope. And that's what caused him to lose his faith and begin to sink. Let us continue to look at Jesus, to look to Jesus, to be our hope, to be our salvation. Let us not take our eyes off of him. Else we may sink into that darkness, that despair. But if we continue to have that hope, we will have that strength. We'll be able to continue to follow him, to love him, and to serve him.